Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this. I'm your host, Shauna Griffiths. And today's Real Talk is with a real leader who is next gen, but I'll tell you what, he blew my mind on the first conversation that I had with him. So folks, I am so excited to welcome to the show Xavier Jackson. He is very much focused on creating a dynamic space for athletes in business. And we are going to get into all the amazing stuff he's doing, including leading not one, but two businesses. So Xavier, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I'm telling you. So folks, I try to give you context whenever I bring people on. And so this one's actually kind of funny because I was on IG one day and Xavier's post started popping up for me. And so I was like rabbit holing and stuff and really impressed with what he was doing. And I DM'd him and I was like, oh, wait, I'm not creeping. And he started laughing. I was like, I'm not the creepy old woman over here. I just was like so impressed with what you're doing. So as I said, I'm going to get right into talking about what you're doing. So you're the president of a company called CoinLeet, and you are the founder and CEO of a company called BizLeet. So tell the audience, what are those companies and what are you doing?
Okay. Yeah. So CoinLeet, it's a SaaS platform that connects athletes and brands. How I got into that, me coming out here originally, as soon as I got done playing basketball in school at VCU, I immediately went straight into the business world. Probably like 4 months after being in college, I had my own auto detailing business. And some of my friends went to go play professional. One in particular, Royce, kind of just was just seeing what I was doing and gave me the opportunity to come out here in Utah and just kind of learn and be around the game at a high level and be around individuals that was doing a lot of good things in the business world and sports. And from there, just, you know, from being that go-to guy and kind of just like, you know, helping them, I was able to meet my partner, Brett. And my partner, Brett, he was, you know, in the process of creating this platform that was essentially what I was doing, but it was going to allow me to scale myself. And, you know, the component that I was able to bring in was like what he was missing. And I already originally had an idea that I was trying to create similar to what we was, you know, what we pushing out now. But I just didn't have like, you know, what he was able to bring to the table. So he was able to come together with me and was able to merge that. And he took the role of CEO, I took the role of president. And now we just basically, you know, pushing it forward. And BizLeet, that's more so like a passion project that I created because, you know, from being in this and once you start to work with athletes, you see a lot of individuals, specifically, you know, aspiring agents, or I noticed that like when a lot of players get done playing, some of them that want to potentially get into the business world or, you know, want to work with athletes and helping them facilitate deals or do some things similar to what I'm doing, they was asking me to kind of like help them get it. And I was basically tired of just having the same conversation over and over and over and over and over. So I felt like it would be best if I created a community where I was able to bring these individuals together, you know, bi-weekly and bring on some of the people that allowed me to advance in my growth and, you know, give them the same looks because as being an athlete, sometimes you don't know what your passion may be outside of the sport. So for me, what helped me understand what my transitioning factors was just by me being around individuals that was just successful across all industries. So I like spend time with a dude who made like $1 million in real estate. I was like, nah, that's probably not how I want to get my million. Or, you know, I was around some other people that was just doing things in finance. I don't, that's not my lane. But then I was starting to see people that was making a lot of money from just helping CEOs or high net worth individuals grow their brand and helping them, you know, add on additional income streams or helping companies grow and having a better ROI on their product or services. So when I seen that, I was like, okay, that fit more my lane. And then I just niched it to like athletes. And then that's what, you know, birthed my role of what we do in CoinLeet. So I just kind of wanted to create that community of me basically building way more of me so I can implement them inside of our CoinLeet platform and essentially grow that over time. So that's kind of like the basis of both platforms. They kind of work tangent. So I kind of look at it as really one, just two different parts. One for people that's aspiring, that's going to be using the platform to help innovate the business deals of what the athletes going to be like in the future. And then one to actively be the vehicle for athletes to basically, you know, go find these deals and learn about how to you know, be more successful when they get done playing and while they are playing, making sure that they're keeping their money. And we have less and less stories of athletes going broke and losing money and more stories of athletes creating successful companies and being successful, like, you know, some of the biggest athletes of the day. So that's kind of like the basis behind both platforms.
Wow. Wow. So thanks. You mentioned in there about your growth. So we talk a lot on this platform about evolution. And I think that, like, just evolving as humans, very much that growth mindset is something I recognized in you right away. And, you know, you, I know you talk about, like, I've seen videos where you talk about this, and then you actually told me this story about, you know, you've been given certain opportunities, and a difference for you is that you've jumped on these opportunities. You really, like, you know, you dive in when you see opportunity. So talk to us a bit about, like, your growth, your evolution. So you said you played basketball at the collegiate level, and now, and it's funny because you're still quite in your early stages of your, you know, with the working world. So, like, you clearly have made a huge leap from playing to being a player in the business landscape. So talk about that, like, that growth and that evolution. What's that been like?
Being an athlete at the end of the day, like, that's like a natural quality of being in a sport or whatever sports you play, because constantly you having to evolve your skill sets. You know, if you become stagnant and your development, you know, take a hit, obviously you're not going to be able to compete at the highest level. And as you continue to level up, you're not going to be able to transition and have the same impact that you had, you know, at previous levels. So in order for you to always continue to, like, impact anything in life, it requires growth. I believe, like, when you stop growing, you stop living. You know, obviously, that's how just the world works. Everything has its own, you know, transitional phases, and nothing stays the same. And it's just up to you. Like, you know, you're going to age regardless. So if you're taking care of your body, as you're getting older, you may have less health risk. If you putting in bad things within your body over time, you're going to go down and, you know, have more health problems down the line. So I feel like that's like a universal law. No, when it comes to just, like, life and living, it's just you have to always put yourself in a position to, like, grow. So when it comes to that, that was, like, a natural skill set. That was something that just really – I don't even really put my mind onto it, because I just feel like that's, like, what abundance is and, like, you know, life is. It's just constantly, you know, evolving and being persistent. And then what contributed to my growth and what allows me to grow in the right way, because it's a such thing as also – you know, growing and doing things and putting in work, but not actually doing it, you know, not getting positive effects because you're not doing it the right way. And I was able to alleviate that from just being around individuals that are already successful, and that's already where I want to be at, because it's like a immediate indicator in front of your face to see what you're not doing or what you are doing right. So you could look at them and say, oh, that's why they keep closing them deals, because they attentive and they, you know, they ask these type of questions first, and they always on to what they do. And then at that moment, you get to kind of see, all right, I'm definitely not doing that. When I was talking to them, I was trying to sell them first. I was trying to go in, trying to go get the deal. And then you just kind of get to, you know, be able to look for it and then come back and then see where you have to grow. Because most of the life is about becoming the person you need to become to achieve the results. So, like, once I understood that, then it was just a pursuit of me just, you know, becoming more and more educated inside my craft or whatever I was bringing to the world, finding more innovative ways for me to, you know, provide value for individuals to come to me and say, okay, this is, like, you know, what I want to follow. This is the community I want to be around. Then being around individuals that elite, because obviously me being young, I have to patch that up with experience. Experience only can come through me doing it or for me putting somebody that's already been through it and adding them to the team. So, you know, all of the things that I've are seen as having a weakness within my business, I made sure that I just went to go, you know, make it a strength, whether it may be from somebody else providing it or whether it may be just from me learning it. But I just knew that, like, if I went onto this journey, that I had to become, like, the person I needed to become. And I reverse engineer what that would need to look like for me to, like, you know, become that person. And then basically every day tacked it.
Yeah. You hit on so many topics I want to dive into a bit. Like, I love when you're talking about that, because there's a bit of, like, modeling. So, you know, if you actually keep some, you have a self-awareness of where you're strong or where you need to grow, and that constant foot on the gas, that practice to evolve and grow. But it's also you put people in your path who you can model yourself around. And so I love that you brought that up. And then you also touched on the word abundance, where I love your focus on that. And I have to say, folks who are listening, Xavier and I had a conversation and he was talking about abundance, and then I see him posting about it. It's actually been a real light that's come into my world by you saying that. And so I thank you. It's been one of those things that I've kept out in front of me since our conversation as like a beacon. And it's like been a mantra for me, because I think, you know, we all have moments where we feel, you know, stuck, or we're feeling like, you know, that things aren't going our way and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, even I was telling you earlier about the experience that, you know, health problems that we had in my family, we had last month. And even through that, I was thinking of that word abundance. I was thinking about that mindset of all the good things that came. And so I just want to pause here and ask you to give people an understanding of where does that focus for you come, and how do you use the word? How do you use the theory of abundance in your everyday? Cause it's really inspirational.
Yeah. So, it was funny because I learned that word in college, and it was at a phase in my life where it was not the best phase, to be honest, because it was around that time where, you know, for the first time ever in my life, I was thinking about doing something outside of playing basketball. So, you know, at that moment where in my career, I was not, you know, excited or happy about where I was at. And it was like I felt low-key depressed for like a long time. Kind of like a little over a month, which is like long for me, of just, you know, not really being myself and not really having like a positive outlook on life. And then I started to notice something, like what you project is what you receive. So I was like, because I'm having this feeling and because my attitude and my energy is putting out this output, this is what I'm receiving back. And it was just thing that was making me continuously more depressed over and over again. That's why that streak was essentially lasting so long, of me just having like blow after blow after blow. I was mad I was not playing. And next thing you know, my tire and my car, and next thing you know, I'm in school and things like that. So when I was noticing that we have more control than we think we have, and I was able to understand that like life is going to be a reflection of the output that I put out, then I started to try to fill my mind with like the best things that I could potentially think about. And, you know, I was like, I was trying to find like a number, and I was thinking like affinity at that moment. I was like infinity. I was just like, you know, and then I was like, what is something that's just like, it just don't stop, you know, like it's just like no cap for it. It's like too much, you know, like, and then at that moment it came abundance. I was like, okay, like that word right there, I felt, it was like when I said it, I felt it, you know, like, yeah. And then when I felt it, then at that moment, I projected it. Then when I projected it, then the world came back to me and reflected it. And then when the world reflected it, it was like, okay, now I found my sauce. Like, I'm never going back. Like, you know, this is basically how I'm going to live. I noticed that when I go and I tell people it, it put them in a better space, which in return always reflected back, you know, and something more positive towards me. I know that within my life, the way that I was looking at life from my perspective, because life is all about perspective and how you view what your life is and your outcomes is. And when I looked at it at that moment, I was like, actually, I got a free scholarship. I played on ESPN. I was able to build a community and a network of individuals. And then after I started to add on all those things that I needed to be grateful for, because that's another word that I use, gratitude. And then once I started to feel that feeling of just like all of the things that actually was positive about my life, rather than not one little thing that I was deeming as negative, then at that moment I realized like, damn, the power of thoughts really, you know, put you and order your steps when it comes to your life. So for me at that moment, when I knew that I control this, then I just basically centered myself around the most powerful words to, you know, bring forth those affirmations to acquire what I want to acquire. And ever since then, to be honest, like my life has just been pure abundance. Like, you know, the things that I do, places that I've been, the things I've been able to experience, the people that I be around nowadays, I just look at myself and I laugh, like to think that like a couple years ago I was playing sports, and you know, my parents and my family, they've been working their whole lives. And for me to like transition into their world, and not only, you know, to be able to live and live comfortably, offer my own ideas, like, you know, never had a job within like the past 3 years, and to be able to, you know, travel and be around some of the most high, highest individuals in the world. And at the time I had did some of these things when I didn't have nothing. I have no money. So at that moment, that's when it just kept proving it in life. Like, damn, how am I doing this? I don't got no bread. It just, people was coming in like, and things was just ordering in steps. So half of the things that sometimes we think that we need in order for us to do what we need to do, we don't need. We just need to be able to be positive and reflect that. And then what the world's going to do is kind of give you the resources in its own unique way for you to kind of like bring it together. And then you'll notice that like all I need in life is just to bring the attitude, bring the persistence, bring the mentality, bring the work ethic. And at the end of the day, everything else is going to come back to me, if that makes sense. Because we only can control what we can control, you know? And like, that's kind of like what faith is about. You know, it's impossible to have faith in worry. It don't even work that way. It's like, you don't even go that route. So like, can't be worrying about anything and say that you have faith at the same time. So when I start to look at things of that nature and, you know, my mind start to like evolve around that, then the world start to come to me back in that way. So yeah, that perspective definitely, you know, changed a lot of things for me and others. And as I continue to rise, then the world continue to rise. And then this perspective will continue to get out in the world. And then more people will be, you know, living in that abundance as well.
I'm so glad that you gave everybody a taste of what I am just so taken by. So thank you for sharing that. And folks, it was funny because we had this phone call first. We weren't on video. And I said, you know, we were just saying our hellos. I said, hi, how are you? And he said, abundant. And it literally made me stop. I was like, in all the conversations I have ever had, no one has ever said that. And it just made me think, and I actually posted about it that week, but it just made me think, like, what if more people did that? Like, how many people are doing that and thinking that? You know, it's usually like good or fine or I'm not doing so well. And you just, you know, you really set that intention for the call. You set that intention, you know, you let me know what you were about. So I love the way you answered that way. And I think it's so true what you said, like the way we speak to ourselves matters, you know, it sets up. And even when you were talking through it and you're like, this is my philosophy about, you know, how I approach the world and with abundance. And, you know, you think of all these things and you can just keep going. And if you actually think about it, I bet you anything that was a lot like your philosophy on the court, you know, playing basketball, like, you couldn't put your head down and mope about if you missed a shot or you didn't block out your guy and he got the ball or whatever the thing is. Like, you had to keep hustling. You had to keep improving. And that's what you talked about earlier. You know, you kind of likened it to that mindset of an athlete. And so that keeps coming up for me recently. And so I think it's like, whether someone's an athlete or not, we all still have that ability to have that type of mindset.
Exactly. No. So funny is I got that mindset after I stopped playing. I wish I had it when I was playing. I couldn't make it that far without that mentality. So that's crazy what I've been. But like, that's why I'm giving it back to the world now. So for the athletes that's playing now, just making sure that like they have that. But definitely that would have been like, you know, a differentiating factor within, you know, everything else, because obviously it's been doing it in my real life. So I only imagine that if I had this type of thought process while I was playing, you know, what type of athlete I would have been.
Well, I bet you had it to some degree to even to play at the level that you did, you know, and then for you to, I think it's like tangential, you know, now you brought it to this phase of your life. And I think that a lot of times it's really hard to adjust, to adapt to the next phase in your life. You know, I remember after I had played college basketball and then I was working in the NBA family in marketing. And then even when I stopped, it was like each one of those transitions, I had a really hard time, you know? And so I think it's just, I had a bit of identity crisis and things like that. So I love the awareness that you're bringing to it as you're going through your journey. Cause I'm sure it's helpful along the way. So talking about transitions and stuff. So you went from Atlanta to Utah. So, and you went from playing at the collegiate level to now working like you do, you know, leading two businesses and, you know, with this really influential network around you. So what's that adjustment been like? And how do you make it look so damn easy?
honestly, that's what I'm, if anything, I probably can't put words to that only because it's like, you know, it's like everything is really like a blur, but I'm in the moment.
Yeah.
Kind of like I'm trying to live a full life when I look back on it and I, you know, older, I just want to look back on my life and I don't want to really have no regrets. So
yeah,
that's kind of like basically how I'm living my life. It's just like, you know, everything is an adventure. Everything is a new challenge. Everything is just like exciting right now. Everything is just like, okay, yeah, like I mean, like I was in, when I was in Atlanta at the time, I went from, so when my friend Royce hit me up in the off season, they go to Miami to go train and prepare for the next season. And at that time he was like, yo, come to Miami, just come kick it, you know, vibe out. And I went to Miami from Georgia, obviously summer clothes. From leaving there, he was like, yo, you want to go to Utah? I was like, I don't got no clothes. He was like, man, don't worry about that. We figured out when we get there. At that moment, that's the type of person I am. Like, when that opportunity came, I'm like, I don't got no kids. I'm young. You know, this not really, you know, like, I know what I got in Atlanta, but at the same time, like, I'm 24. You know, I can't say no to these type of opportunities. And, like, yeah, this is what other people will say no to, but, you know, I can't take that chance. So, obviously, worst case scenario is that I go back to Atlanta and do what I'm already doing. Yeah. Best case scenario is I learn, meet individuals, and I put myself in a position that I never thought I'd be in. So it turned out that way, you know?
Yeah.
I learned, met some people, put myself in a position. But that never comes without you going towards the thing that's going to scare you the most and bring you the most excitement. So not something like saying we all have these opportunities in our life that requires like a leap of faith, you know? And are you going to match the challenge? That's what it ever comes down to. Like, are you going to match the calling? Are you going to accept it? Are you going to be able to live up to the plate? And like, that's what thrills me, you know? So every time, you know, within my life, I was just able to receive all these opportunities, the abundance of opportunities that come my life. And as I was filtering through them, you know, each one that brings me the most excitement and brings the most challenge, I'm going towards, because I know that if I'm able to conquer that, then that's what's going to give me the growth that I need for me to be at the next highest level. So my next opportunity just came in Utah. So I didn't think twice. I was like, all right, let's get it. And then we went right there.
That's awesome. So the friend that you mentioned actually plays for the Utah Jazz, correct?
Yeah, of course. Yep.
So that actually gets me to something I want to talk to you about, which is the circle of people you have is really influential. And so I'm curious your thoughts around, you do hear people get, sometimes they can either get taken advantage of, or, you know, I'm sure there's a dynamic where you have to be mindful about who you let into your circle. And, you know, again, it's happened really quickly, which is another reason to be even more mindful about who you let into your circle. You know, and so I'm curious, is that my perception? Do you feel like you do need to be protective to some degree? Like, can you talk about that dynamic at all?
Yeah, so you just kind of know. You know, you just kind of know. Like attract likes at the end of the day. So you just kind of see individuals that want to help, add value, and then you see individuals that are trying to take. So at the end of the day, like, they're their own man. You know, I'm not the bridge to what they do and decisions or anything of that nature. Like, these dudes are grown. You know, for me, I play a specific role in just filtering out individuals, and obviously they don't have the time to go make these meaningful relationships and build these type of contacts for them to grow themselves. So I just take the initiative of doing the same thing that made them, you know, trusting me, because at the end of the day, these are my friends, you know, prior to them being in the situation that they was in. So I never looked at them as, you know, athletes or professional basketball players, like how the world kind of viewed them. Like, that's just my homie. So from me having that relationship, and, you know, I'm not really into the lifestyle or getting caught up into things that's going on, because at the end of the day, it's like, that's where they at.
Right.
They're in that situation. They, you know, live that type of lifestyle. And then me, I found my own lane for me to be able to help. And I found my own lane for me to provide value. You know, business is all about solving problems. So it's a big problem always that's been in the athlete community of them not knowing what to do when they're done. And basically, sometimes them losing money. So from that, I just do a deep focus on being the best at being able to provide that type of value to them. And then from my way of doing it, it attracts, you know, athletes. And then we go and, you know, make magic happen. And then people that come around, the universe do a good job of just making the right people stick and the right people go away. Okay. And it's been a peaceful process up until this point, but it's easily identifiable when you just get to see an individual that's not in alignment because mm-hmm. they start to ask more than give. So like that's kind of like indicators that when somebody comes to me, well, initially coming out the back, letting me know what they have and what they want to get out of it and what they want to do with me without bringing back forth that value or figuring out a way for both parties to win. If it just seems one-sided, then that's just like an easy for me to be like, honestly, that's not probably the vibe, that they want to be around with or with you. And that's kind of how it is. So I don't really play protector because I don't feel like that's my property that I own. I just play an additional piece and I stand out and something that they naturally gravitate towards because unlike others, they're trying to, get in or trying to do more to build that relationship with them and me. I'm just being myself. Yeah. And one thing about athletes is they respect two things. A person that is moving and achieving success, that's just like them because they feel like, all right, I don't need that person and that person don't need me. And they respect things that's already trusted and verified, meaning that brands that's already reputable or aspiring brands that's already gaining that momentum. So when the individual is already in the position and they see the success that the individual have, they feel comfortable working with that person because they know that like this person is not trying to just benefit off of me. They have their own situation. So it's a mutual win. So I suggest that, any person that, have athletes or work with them, just, find that value that both parties know that they need to grow. And if you don't have that value just quite yet, then, learn. Go be around them and add some type of thing that you can add at that moment for you to basically get around. And then when you get around, just do your job of like working the room and networking and finding pieces and looking at their life and finding ways to make people life efficient. And if you can find that, I feel like, you're just going to win. So that's kind of like how I go about that.
Yeah. Makes a ton of sense. As you talk, I swear, it just always hits me like, I'm sure you get this from a lot of people, but you're just like wise beyond your years and in your working years or these things that you have about you, your awareness, your ways of navigating. I have to call it out. Like it's amazing to see. And I'm like, damn, I wish I had those things earlier in my career. But, because I think like this is who you are, right? And I think you had to have had experiences in life or touch points along the way that helped you to evolve this way. But it's pretty unique. And so I'm so glad to have you here and, able to talk to the audience. Okay. So what else I want to ask you? So, so getting back to your two companies. So, talk to us a bit about like, as people are listening, how should people think about them? Like, who are they for? Who are they not for? I know you said they're two different ones, but should people be thinking of it? People who are listening are either athletes at some level or they're business people. They might represent brands. They might represent agencies. So how should people think about who your companies are for or not for?
Yeah. So if you're an active athlete, Coinly, and if you, if you're a former athlete or just somebody that's wanting to get into the sports world and wanting to learn about business and how to incorporate those business practices into helping athletes or helping yourself, then that's kind of what BizLead is for. Mm-hmm. So any active athlete that currently is playing, that want to learn more about how to leverage opportunities of, whatever they plan at and getting deals and, executing that process, that's kind of what that platform for is, Coinly. And any person that's like, former, that's wanting to learn how to create their own brand and business and, getting into that world, that's kind of BizLead. Obviously, I know we didn't talk about this, but I have a couple products that I own. Oh, yeah. Sports drink, the cream. And from that, the process of being able to materialize that, bring it to life. So far, just did recent contracts with like 7-Eleven and Holiday gas stations and working on like Whole Foods and some of these big distribution channels. And just the process of, I'm only been doing this probably like 3 months. And from 3 months ago to taking on this venture and being able to like immediately come over here and, take it to that level is kind of like why we created Coinly to help brands out. So I had to show my own case studies to let them know, like, look, this is what I did with my brand. So this is how it will work for you. Athletes that's doing it, I want to kind of be the example before I tell them to go do something. I want to actually do it myself. So individuals that want to learn that and basically put them in that world, that's kind of why I created that Bizly platform for. So, you know, just giving my experiences of like how I was able to do it and, you know, the thought process behind the products and just the steps that you need to do to make something become successful and appealing. So, yeah, that's kind of like the differentiation factors between the two platforms. So, if, you know, as individuals are listening, if they want to go or want to know if you're a brand and you want to, you know, learn how to talk more and incorporate athletes into your company, I will go to Coinly. If you an agent and you wanting to help and find more deals for your athletes, I'll go to Coinly. If you an aspiring agent and wanting to learn how to have a competitive advantage to finding players and helping them, then I would go to Bizly. You know what I'm saying? So it's all really depend on like where you at within your life. But more importantly, if you already ready to go and take on the world, then Coinly is just a tool to help you be efficient. But if you don't have the skill sets just quite yet and you want to learn before you hop out there, then Bizly is a platform for you.
Got it. So when you say athlete, so it you work with both, just to clarify, you work with both collegiate players as well as professional athletes, right? So those platforms are for both?
Yep, solutions at all levels.
So okay.
High school, college, and you know, professional.
Yep. And so again, if it's someone's listening and they're either sitting on the brand side or they're at an agency, a marketing agency, and they have brands that they're representing, there could be opportunities for them to work with your platforms to, you know, get to know, get for those athlete relationships and opportunities, right? For more of like that influencer type work.
Exactly.
And endorsements. And okay. So I know you kind of got this going at the same time that that the name, image, and likeness NIL really has taken off. So is there anything that you want to share around like, you know, how that just like kind of what NIL has unlocked or any, you know, what you're seeing?
I'm just seeing a lot of kids at the highest level get a lot of big deals and a lot of kids that's not essentially in them same, you know, shoes, still trying to figure it out and trying to gain skills sets to make them successful and skill sets that they never essentially acquired and had amongst themselves because it's nothing that they never really needed to have at that moment. So, NIL is just obviously it's just a rule really that's allowing athletes to do what they should have been able to do. But now that rule is, you know, unlocked and now that it's eligible for athletes to essentially monetize off of their name or image, then it just really goes back to do these athletes have the skill sets to actually execute?
Yeah.
And do they have the business intangibles for them to actually understand how to position themselves and leverage their platform and leverage their opportunity? And, you know, all those things right there is just kind of like what I'm noticing is just more education and to be needed. Obviously, it's just so new. So a lot of things are still working itself out. The kinks and regulations are still happening. So it's no overall opinion besides me knowing that, like, with this being said, it's going to be a future generation of people that's going to be needing to learn how to operate and do business. And that's the approach that I take more than I take when it comes to the deals. I just want them to have the skill sets to not know, or I mean, to not need anyone, but to be able to position everyone in the right position to, you know, acquire the success that they need. So that's what my mission is. Just really be educating factor into like, you know, helping them grow and learning how to, you know, sway themselves and leverage their resources and relationships for them to, you know, achieve success, essentially like how I was able to do it.
Okay. That's awesome. What would you say your biggest lesson has been so far?
Just always be transparent and never look at an opportunity and value that opportunity more than your morals. And always communicate transparency amongst both parties and each individual because that saves you time in the future for you having to deal with things that you don't want to deal with. Because at the end of the day, providing a high level of transparency when you're communicating kind of weaves out what's not for you or what is for you, and it saves you a lot of time. So that's kind of be the biggest thing that I learned that, you know, through my transparency, it's brought me so much efficiency in my life. And I don't have the problems that, you know, most individuals tend to have with having to do double work or not having to, you know, be around individuals and doing a lot of things, and then come to find out that's not what that person wanted, you know, this whole time. So I kind of like, you know, be at the beginning very upfront and letting them know, like, this is the highest aspirations of what this opportunity is going to be. This is the lowest thing that's going to happen before I even engage into them. Are you cool with this or not? The brand, I go to them, this is what, you know, if you're not looking to do this, essentially don't, I can't get you, I can't guarantee that this athlete at this caliber is going to want to take on that opportunity, knowing that this is what they're normally getting and you're offering this and there's no upside with them. So at this moment, I don't want to, you know, commit to telling you that I'm going to do this and it's not going to work. So that transparency that I do and provide to others is kind of like the biggest lesson that I learned, and is, and it helps me, you know, with my success.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big fan of being transparent. I talk about it all the time. Okay. And then we talked about so many things here today. You've been so generous with your time, but if, you know, knowing who's listening, people of all ages in marketing, sports, entertainment, you know, as we've discussed, if they were to remember one or two things from your episode, what would those one or two things be?
Just the 100%, just the perspective of the abundance to allow them to, you know, have the mentality and mindset for whatever your aspirations are out here to, you know, acquire that and position yourself for success. And then, you know, like basically that lesson that we just talked about, just being transparent, you know, with individuals and just continuing just to, like, you know, position yourself to grow into the person that you need to become in order for you to achieve what you want to achieve.
Okay, good deal. All right, folks. So thank you so much for tuning in. Super glad to have you today. Super glad to know you and count you as one of my people. So have an awesome day. Thank you for your time. And I'll let you go. I heard your phone beeping like crazy.